You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
This first question from a listener, I think, is really important because, you know, more and more we're seeing a lot of anti-supplement studies. And some of them aren't all that great as far as how they're designed, and there's definitely some biasness in there. So this question comes from Sam. He says, Dear Dr. Mike, how can we as lay people better evaluate a clinical study, you know, whether it's a valid study or not? Well, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, maybe this is a whole segment, as a matter of fact. But let me just try to give you a few things that you can ask yourself when you're reading a headline or you're watching the morning news or the, you know, Good Morning America, whatever it is you watch, and they mention some study briefly, usually with a sensational headline. You have to do some of your own research, right? So remember, if you know, Sam, this is a great question. I think it's important. But there's not an easy answer. You do have to do some work. Don't forget, PubMed.com is a great site, right? When you go to PubMed.com, it literally is a huge database of all of the publications in medicine and science. I mean, it's all right there. You just search. You know, let's say you're watching Good Morning America and the headline is grape seeds cause cancer. Stop taking grape seed extract or something like that. I just totally made that up, right? That's not a headline. So you would go to PubMed.com, right? Don't believe. I mean, listen to the show, whatever. Take it with a grain of salt, but do your due diligence. You know, be a smart consumer, right? Go to PubMed.com and type in grapeseed extract and cancer. Just type that in, and you'll see, you know, what's out there, what's going on. That one study might even pop up first, right? You may have to play around with the search terms a little bit on PubMed. Maybe it's just grapeseed and cancer or grapeseed cancer, whatever. You got to play around with it. So you do have to do some work. But once you do, you know, locate that study. And by the way, all good websites, all good shows, like, you know, RadioMD.com and all the shows on this wonderful network, we provide you the exact reference. And if we don't, it's just by mistake. But we 99% of the time, we will tell you exactly the journal, what year. That's even easier. You plug that into PubMed, and that one study just pops up. That's it. There's no choices. So good, solid companies, institutions, networks, they provide you with that. It's not hard to find. So it's always these mainstream media, you know, shows that make it hard to find some of the references. But anyways, PubMed.com, that's your go-to. So here's just some things. So when you see that headline, just a few things to remember. Mainstream media, number one, sensationalizes everything. All right. And that's just the first thing to remember. Positive or negative, even if it's a positive study about grape seeds, right? Mainstream media, those morning shows, are going to make it seem even too good to be true or too bad to be true. So just remember that. Okay, so number two, you know, in most cases, Sam, these anti-supplement studies, they are not what the study was actually designed to look at. In most anti-supplement studies that have been published over the past, say, 5 or 6 years, what's happened is there was a study about, let's say, cancer and a chemotherapy drug or something like that, and how nutrition affects the chemotherapy drug or whatever. And then they decide to do a sub-analysis out of that on just grape seeds, grape seed extract. So most anti-supplement studies are borrowing from another study that was designed to do and investigate something totally different. That's number two. So the headlines are sensationalized, and it's not an original study. They're borrowing from another study. That's and that's not necessarily a bad thing to do, But as a doctor, I know that when I look at a sub-analysis from another study looking at a different issue, I should never draw any definite conclusions. That's the point. That's the problem, is you have these researchers who are biased against supplements. They're borrowing from another study. They're doing a sub-analysis. And then they act like they've got some definitive conclusion. You should never do that off a sub-analysis. Never. So that's number two. Number three, ask the question, who? What I mean by that is who was in this study? Who were the participants? What you will find in most cases when it's anti-supplement is the who were sick people. People who already had established disease in most cases. Not all, but most cases. And in these studies, some of these people, the conventional medicines weren't even helping. There was one a couple years ago that was looking at fish oil and heart disease, and the conclusion was that fish oils do nothing for your heart. Well, it turns out the people they were studying were people who already had heart attacks. I got news for you. There's not many conventional medicines that are helpful in those cases. I mean, there's some that reduce the risk of a second heart attack, but not all that great. So ask who, and in most cases, it's already people who have established disease, or the other side of it, it's people who are living, you know, the average American lifestyle, which is pretty unhealthy. Okay, so that's number three. Number four, ask the question, what? What are they studying? What is this nutrient? Okay, since I've been using grapeseed extract, let's just go with that one. What about this grapeseed extract? Where did they get it from? Is it the right dose? Is it the right quality? Are they even asking those questions? What you're going to find is the next question, the how are they studying this? Sam, it's mostly surveys. So when you ask questions like, well, how much grapeseed extract were these people taking? What was the quality of it? They don't have any of those answers because the way, the process for gathering, the how did they gather that information was simply through surveys. Where all they do is they simply ask the people in this study about something totally different, by the way. Hey, who's taking grapeseed extract? Oh, I am. And maybe that person took it once in their life. Maybe they took it three times. Maybe they do take it every day. But they lump all of those people as grapeseed extract users. They lump them all together. So the dose of the grapeseed, the quality of the grape, it's never even asked because they don't ask that question. Because all they do in the how are they studying this, it's with a survey. They're just lumping you into two different groups. People who have used grapeseed extract at some point in their life and people who have never used it. Or at least that's what they say based on these surveys. So if you just remember, headlines are sensationalized, okay? In most of these anti-supplement studies, they are using a sub-analysis approach. So they're borrowing from an original study that was studying something totally different, right? Number three, in many cases, the who are already sick people or unhealthy people, unhealthy lifestyles. The what, the quality of the extract, the dose, is not even answered because they're using how? Surveys. So look for those things. Look for, was this a new study or an old study? Who are they studying? What are they studying? How are they studying it? And in most cases, you can answer it with sick people, you know, surveys and an old study. And it's not that you can't do that. It's not that you can't study things that way. You just can't draw definitive conclusions. Kevin, how am I doing on time? I know you said in my ear, but okay, 30 seconds. I got so wrapped up in all of that because this is important. We're going to see more and more anti-supplement studies come out there. So be a smart consumer. Use PubMed. Ask the who, the what, the how before you believe those headlines. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.